Good morning once again. Welcome to Firm Foundation Christian Church. Our scripture text is taken from the Gospel according to John. John chapter 10, verses 24 and 25 will serve as our text this morning. Then the Jews surrounded him and said to him, "How long do you keep us in doubt? If you are the Christ, tell us plainly." Jesus answered them, "I told you, and you did not believe. The works that I do in my Father's name, they bear witness of me." Now, have you ever had the experience of being asked a question over and over again, even though you've already answered it plainly? Jesus knows what that's like. As we read through the chapters in John from 6 through 10, we find the Jews questioning him over and over from every conceivable direction as to his identity. And the Lord graciously keeps answering them. In our text, the Jews are asking Jesus if he is the Christ, although he has already told them plainly enough that he is, saying, "I am from him, and he sent me, and I am the one who bears witness of myself, and the Father who sent me bears witness of me. And again, most assuredly, I say to you, before Abraham was, I am." So when challenged to tell the Jews plainly whether or not he is the Christ, Jesus responds, "I told you, and you do not believe." In other words, the Lord's testimony that he had given previously was given in language that could mean nothing other than that Jesus is the Christ, that he is the Son of God, that he is the Lord, that he is the Savior of his people, and that he is God. So the Lord makes two appeals. First, through his testimony and word, and secondly, that his works support the veracity or the truth of his statements. And so we take our text in two parts. First, Jesus' words, "I told you," and second, Jesus' works as witnesses to the truth of his claims. Has not Jesus Christ told us very clearly that he is the Christ, the Son of God? The Son of God, of course, is a term which unmistakably connotes divinity. When on trial, he was asked point blank, "Tell us if you are the Christ, the Son of God." And Jesus said to him, "It is as you said." In other words, yes. Can he be any clearer than this? Yet some in our day, with the text that we have as our scripture and with this text, still don't understand. Perhaps it is because they won't understand. Some refuse to understand. Others have been blinded by false teachings in which unscrupulous folks twist the obvious meaning of Christ's words. Now, the crux of my argument this morning is that Jesus has in fact told you and I every truth that we need to know to have a relationship with God our Father who is in heaven. This is true regarding the Bible as a whole, but this morning we shall pay particular attention to those truths which Christ directly spoke for our benefit. Now, it should not be necessary, I suppose, to introduce you to the sayings of Christ. However, a reminder and a fresh perspective of them is always in season. And so this morning, you shall be subjected to a battery of scripture texts from the words, from the mouth of our Savior. Most assuredly, I say to you, unless one is born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. Lest he be misunderstood, he further says, most assuredly, I say to you, unless one is born of water and the Spirit, he cannot enter the kingdom of God. Water represents the physical birth. Spirit is the spiritual birth. Spiritual birth comes from believing in faith upon the only begotten Son of God in no other way. This is the Christian message. Most assuredly, I say to you, he who hears my word and believes in him who sent me has everlasting life and shall not come into judgment, but is passed from death into life. Most assuredly, I say to you, the hour is coming and now is when the dead will hear the voice of the Son of God, and those who hear will live. Let's each of us make sure we're among that category of folks in that day. It would be a fearful thing not to be included in that number, amen? Eternal life awaits. So too does the judgment. You cannot say, what we cannot say is that Jesus has not told us. Jesus said to the criminal on the cross who placed his faith in Christ, assuredly, I say to you, today you'll be with me in paradise. This teaches us that death, the believer's spirit, immediately goes into heaven to be with God. Jesus has told you, take heart. Most assuredly, I say to you, that you will weep and lament, but the world will rejoice, and you will be sorrowful, but your sorrow will be turned into joy. Are there any here burdened with sorrow, with grief, with care? Maybe you had a rough week, got some bad news, struggled through the week yourself, or you saw someone else you love, you care about deeply, go through some suffering or some trial. Through Christ, it shall be turned into joy in due time. Are there any here living alone or walking the Christian road alone in your home? Take heart. For you do not bear this burden alone either. Has not God told you, I will never leave you nor forsake you? I will not leave you orphans. I will come to you. I told you. Will you take Jesus at his word this morning? Will you take Jesus at his word this week when such things as I have described come upon you once more? Someone here this morning, someone listening, may be saying, these things are all very well, but I do not believe his word. Well, then perhaps you will believe his works. Perhaps you will believe his word for the sake or because of his works. Bear with me now. Perhaps you shall yet see Jesus as God today. You've heard it said, actions speak louder than words. Let us then consider our text afresh. Then the Jews surrounded him and said to him, how long do you keep us in doubt? If you are the Christ, tell us plainly. Jesus answered them, I told you, and you do not believe. The works that I do in my Father's name, they bear witness of me, that you may know that the Lord's words are true. Consider his works. Consider. With our Jewish friends, in Jesus' hearing that day, his messianic credentials. What do I mean by messianic credentials? Well, the Old Testament talked about certain things that the Messiah, the Christ, would do when he came to this earth. Here they are. The blind see, and the lame walk. The lepers are cleansed, and the deaf hear. The dead are raised up, and the poor have the gospel preached to them. These are things that only the Christ, the God-man, could do. And they answered the challenge. That is, the works answer the challenge. If you are the Christ, tell us plainly, beyond a shadow of a doubt. His works shout, I told you, from the housetops. The blind see. Now, as Jesus passed by, he saw a man who was blind from birth, and his disciples asked him, saying, Rabbi, who sinned, this man or his parents, that he was born blind? You ever ask that question? Right, why did this happen to this guy? There's got to be a reason for it. But Jesus answered, neither this man nor his parents sinned, but that the works of God should be revealed in him, must work the works of him who sent me while it is day. The night is coming when no one can work. As long as I am in the world, I am the light of the world. And when he said these things, he spat on the ground, and he made clay with the saliva, and he anointed the eyes of the blind man with the clay, and he told them, go, wash in the pool of Siloam, which is translated sent. So he went and washed and came back seeing. The blind see. The lame walk. That you may know that the Son of Man has power on earth to forgive sins. He said to the paralytic, I say to you, arise, take up your bed and go to your house. Immediately he arose, took up the bed, and went out in the presence of them all, so that all were amazed and glorified God, saying, we never saw anything like this. The lepers are cleansed. Now it happened as he went to Jerusalem that he passed through the midst of Samaria and Galilee. And then as he entered a certain village, they met him 10 men who were lepers, who stood afar off, and they lifted up their voices and they said, Jesus, Master, have mercy on us. So when he saw them, he said to them, go show yourself to the priests. And so it was that as they went, they were cleansed. The deaf hear. And then they brought to him one who was deaf and had an impediment in his speech. And they begged him to put his hand on him. And he took him aside from the multitude. And he put his fingers in his ears. And he spat and touched his tongue. And then looking up to heaven, he sighed and said to him, Ephatha, that is, be opened. Immediately his ears were opened, and the impediment of his tongue was loosed, and he spoke plainly. And then he commanded them that they should tell no one. But the more he commanded them, the more widely they proclaimed it. And they were astonished beyond measure, saying, he has done all things well, and he makes both the deaf to hear and the mute to speak. The dead are raised up. We all know the story. Lazarus had been dead 4 days. But that the works of God might be made manifest, that people might believe that Jesus has power over death. At his word, Lazarus, come forth. He who had been dead came forth from the grave. And lastly, the poor have the gospel preached to them. This is the mission, the heart of the mission of Jesus Christ. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me because he has anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. He has sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives and the recovery of sight to the blind, to set at liberty those who are oppressed, to proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord. Who are the poor? Not the poor as the world esteems, although they are included in the number. The poor are the poor in spirit. In other words, those who recognize their own spiritual poverty, those who recognize their need for a relationship with God. And Jesus came forth, the way, the truth, and the life, to be that bridge, to bridge that gap between God and man. So Jesus did all of these things. back in that day when he walked the earth. And it wasn't enough. For most people to believe. Instead, they crucified the Lord of glory. How many people say, you know, if Jesus were walking the streets of Woonsocket right now, I would fall at his feet and I would believe. But they won't believe now. And we have heard witnesses to even greater things than these. For as Jonah was 3 days and three nights in the belly of a great fish, so will the Son of Man be 3 days and three nights in the heart of the earth. Do not be afraid, for I know that you seek Jesus who was crucified. He is not here. For he is risen, as he said, on the third day. The Jews request a sign, and Greeks seek after wisdom. But we preach Christ crucified. To the Jews a stumbling block, and to the Greeks foolishness. But to those who are called, both Jews and Greeks, Christ the power of God and the wisdom of God. Then the Jews surrounded him and said to him, "How long do you keep us in doubt? If you are the Christ, tell us plainly." Jesus answered them, I told you, and you do not believe. The works that I do in my Father's name, they bear witness of me. Jesus has told you that he is the Christ. Jesus has told you that he is the Son of God. Let us fill not the air with more excuses, for God has not left us with any. Let us instead fill the air with the confession that Jesus is Lord, Savior, God in Christ. Today he bids you come. Dear Heavenly Father, may you use these words to bring a lost soul to salvation in peace with you through the work of your Son, Jesus Christ. We thank you for your word, and we trust its power. You have promised that your word will never go forth of no effect, will never return void. That the words of the preacher and the evangelists in our number might serve only as exclamation points as we bring forth your message, your truth. May all things this morning in this service and that we do throughout our day be done unto your glory. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.